All right, Jamie, you guys fire up the grill for Memorial Day?
We fire up the grill all the time.
Yeah, fair enough.
Memorial Day or not.
Yeah, what's you got a menu? You got something on tap? What do we got going on for this weekend?
Well, actually, my husband is golfing in some events, and so I don't usually do the grilling, but maybe I'll get some tips here from Chef Russell.
Yeah, Chef Russell Palmer is the executive chef at Bush's Fresh Food Market and joins us this morning because it is Grill Fest, and Bush's is celebrating it. Chef, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be on the show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Grill Fest. What's going on? Where can we find it?
Yeah, absolutely. So all 16 stores, Bush's Fresh Food Market, Metro Detroit area in Ann Arbor. We've got two stores in the Ann Arbor area. We are doing Grill Fest this weekend.
So what does that mean? What does that entail?
Right. So we got all kinds of different offerings. We got full and half slab baby back ribs. We got pulled pork sandwiches, beer brats, made fresh right at Bush's Fresh Food Market, fresh corn on the cob, and we got salads that you can purchase to complete your sides and your meals.
Jeez, it's a one-stop shop. That's very cool. Right, let me ask you, though, because you're the professional here. Do you prefer charcoal? Yeah. Do you prefer pellet? Do you prefer the green egg?
Smoking.
Propane? What's your advice?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you have both, and both are super awesome. Everybody's got their top pick, right? Charcoal's got that rich flavor. You manage the airflow and the heat, and you move, you know, you've got the hot side and the cold side, where propane's real fast. You can get right in there and start cooking right away and do your, and you can do a lot of the same types of techniques with propane, but they are different from a flavor profile.
How do you grill? I mean, are you there with the temperature, you know, thermometer and making sure everything is cooked exactly perfectly? Because I know a lot of people don't. And is there a danger there?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. You know, like having a thermometer, I love a digital thermometer for doing any kind of cooking of meat, getting your temperatures just right. And guys, I've really got to put that out there, like that temperature for poultry has got to be 165 or above. And, you know, like chicken breasts, you know, you want to have 165 to 170. With a dark meat, you're going in 170 to 180. But just having a thermometer, like a digital thermometer on hand to make certain you get exactly what you want every single time is the best way to go, you know. And then let your meats rest. So that's really important too. So, you know, I put my thermometer in my meats and we've cooked it perfectly. We pull it off the grill and then we just want to let it hang out in a platter and just let it rest, because those muscle fibers, they really need to relax a little bit for a little while. So the juices in that cut of meat that you've got, that you spent all that money and hard work on, to kind of rest, relax, get the juices out back into the cut. When you cut into it, they don't all spill out.
Chef, that is my biggest faux pas when I'm on the grill. I get a ribeye, I throw that thing on, I got it cooked perfectly to medium rare, and now you're telling me I gotta wait? Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, yeah. It's a terrible 10 minutes.
It's so difficult. I know you like just want to dive right in. It looks so good. It's ready to go. But yeah, you want to give it a hot second.
And just lastly here on the Grill Fest, so are we buying these meats to take home to our house to grill, or are they cooked and prepared?
Yeah, okay, so that's perfect. Great. Yes, we are cooking them right on the grills. We got them right out in front of the stores. Every single store is going to have a different setup, like they're doing their decorations and stuff like that, but they're going to be cooking those hot for you, wrap them, ready to go right then and there. But I would definitely say, like, get your full, you know, your full setup, you know, grab a pulled pork sandwich, grab a beer brat, you know, go into the store and check out the meat departments themselves, because they've got this massive array of different marinated meats and kebabs. We have Kebabarama coming up June 1st through the 14th. We sell those on a regular basis, and they just do so much hard work and wonderful displays. You've got to check it out. You've got to go into the store too.
Chef Russell Palmer is the executive chef at Bush's Fresh Food Market. Grill Fest is happening this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, from 11:30 to 6 o'clock, all 16 Southeast Michigan locations. Chef, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a great weekend behind the grill, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you got it, of course. Yeah, we love, actually, you know, it's unfortunate. So we're selling our house. So we're, I'm trying to not.
Where is your grill currently?
The grill is still there. The grill is there. But we're really trying to not, like, cook things in the house or bring, you know, food. Like, we're just trying, because right. showings and stuff. So we're trying to keep everything pretty, pretty stationary. So I haven't done any
they
grilling
go to Bush's.
That's exactly right. It's exactly what I'm going to do.
We want it now!
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I hear Olivia in the background there. She's busy.
Yeah, sorry about
after
that.
No, it's great. It's absolutely great.
Yeah, Barbie playtime is happening.
I love it. I absolutely love it. We got a note from a listener, as a matter of fact. And I got to tell you, so, you know, I coach both the boys' baseball teams. Jake's yes. in coach pitch, and Henry is in T-ball. I said this, I think, earlier this week or late last week. I don't remember. Last week, remember Wednesday? It was, like, really cold.
Yes.
It was, like, 35, 40 degrees, whatever it was. It was very cold. How many batters do you think I hit that day, Jamie?
Over, under five.
Okay, it was under. I hit three. I hit three, and one of the kids I hit was one of our little guys, and I hit him right on the thumb as he was holding the bat. It left an imprint, a thread imprint on his finger. I felt absolutely terrible. But I hit three kids. So I made mention of it on the air just briefly.
Was there a brawl after that?
No, but I did say, you guys, I'm owed three pitches that you get to throw at me. So I let them throw them at me. They missed, but I gave them the option. Okay. So so I mentioned the story. I get an email from Tony. He said, hey, Chris, listen to you guys on my way into work every morning. Heard you mention today you do coach pitch with your son and have hit a couple batters. I, too, have a coach pitch age kid, and we're in our second year as coach pitch, and I was also worried about hitting batters. I've been using a different pitching technique that seems to work. Instead of standing to pitch, try kneeling on one knee and throwing the ball like a dart. You're on their level, and it gets them into the strike zone. I tried it, and it worked out well. How about that?
Oh, look at that. So the community helping you.
Tony saving the day. And we appreciate that. All right, Jamie, have a great weekend. Have a great Memorial Day. And we'll talk
again. You too.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us. Kevin Dietz is next here on WJR.